time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes, indeed.
This is the time of leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time Absolutely. To continue to be with family. Hopefully, your time to be thinking about, what am I going to do with the holiday time?
Mm-hmm.
Outdoors.
Yes.
And Harold and I are going to kind of give you some ideas and point you in different directions as to things to do. Goodness, we're in a time where, yes, those of you that have real jobs and have vacations,
right?
You know, you're trying to get that in before the year's out. Kids are either home or coming home, and be a great time for the family to get outdoors and enjoy just a wide variety of options.
The state has a lot for you.
It really does. Plus, we've got some news, got a lot of news, variety of news that we're going to be touching on. I've got our outdoor report, plus we're going to find out if Harold has been on or off the road. So y'all stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy-gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson, along with Harold Gunn, We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And right at the top, I mean, this is by now a little bit old news, but got to give a shout out to Stephen F. Austin, the Lumberjacks men's basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what.
What a surprise.
Tuesday night, my routine is when I go get ready to go to bed, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sitting on the edge of the bed and I pull up my app and I look at, you know, ESPN Sports
you
app.
You have a bed app? I mean,
No. I pull up the ESPN Sports app looking for, you know, looking for scores.
Oh, okay.
And I see where Stephen F. Austin is playing Duke.
Mm-hmm.
8.5 minutes to go in the game and they're down by 2. And I went, really? And I turn on the TV, mm-hmm. start looking, find the game.
You're right.
Phenomenal. Let me tell you what, really proud of those guys. And I have no dog in that hunt other than it's a Texas school.
Sure.
They've got a good program. They've been in the Big Dance and the March Madness, I think 5 out of the last 7 or 8 years, something
That's
like
great.
That. And but they played they took the game to Duke, and mm-hmm. Duke is a young team, freshmen and I think a sophomore.
But certainly well coached.
Oh, Mike Krzyzewski, you know. But what a game, and didn't realize until I was listening to the commentary that the Lumberjacks were down by 15 points.
Ooh.
And then came back, took the lead back and forth, tied it, you know, in regulation.
Right.
And everybody, including the trainer and, you know, all the coaches had four fouls, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they were just, you know, within a whisper of fouling out. And they played the overtime.
Wow.
Didn't lose anybody, and they ended up winning. But just – that's fun. I mean, that was
cool.
A glimpse of what March Madness, you know, mm-hmm. what those of us that love basketball, you know, is all about.
Right.
In some national news.
You still love basketball every time you feel your knees?
Yeah, there's a story to that. Coaches wanted me to play football.
Yeah.
I went, no, I want to protect my knees. And basketball is actually what started me down this road of bad knees, you know.
Oops.
Yeah. Anyway, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the the North American Wetlands Conservation Extension Act, which would authorize $60 million annually through the fiscal year 2024 to conduct on-the-ground wetland conservation projects across North America. The grant increased bird populations and wetland habitat while supporting local economies and American traditions such as hunting, fishing, bird watching, family farming, and cattle ranching. In the past two decades, the North American Wetland Conservation Act has funded over 2,950 projects, totaling $1.73 billion in grants. Just a great program. Folks, we're just months away from getting into 2020 and moving toward a national election next November. But, you know, the Democrats, Mike Bloomberg has now gotten into the race for the Democratic nomination, but they just haven't figured it out that companies are going to go where they tax less.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, people are going to go where, you know, you don't have the exorbitant taxes.
Right.
And certainly in the firearm industry, manufacturers are moving. Stag Arms announced the company is moving from their New Britain, Connecticut location to a new facility in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
And
who'd have thought? Connecticut used to be really cool.
Yeah, it used to be a bunch of folks up there.
I know.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon reiterated his state's commitment to respecting Second Amendment rights as a foundation for attracting firearms businesses, including recently located Weatherby,
uh-huh.
Magpul, and
Hi-Vis. Yes.
Yeah. So now here's something else that we have to deal with. Neighbors Against Bison Slaughter, a group challenging the legal right for hunters to harvest migrating bison leaving Yellowstone National Park, is getting today in court to challenge the Betty Creek Gulch bison hunt. The group claims the bison are being slaughtered as they leave the park safely into a narrow area where hunters gather to harvest the bison, including Native Americans with treaty-granted rights.
Okay. Duh.
A District of Columbia, there's a problem. Mm. A District of Columbia federal judge agreed Thursday to allow a request from Defenders National Park Service and the U.S. Forest Service to move the case to Montana District Court. Chief Judge Beryl Howell did not rule on a request for a temporary injunction to stop the hunt. The National Shooting Sports Foundation, of course, will continue to monitor.
Absolutely.
Here in the Lone Star State, kind of tragic. I mean, I'd be surprised if anyone has not heard this story.
Yeah, it's something I've never heard of before,
yeah.
Really. And this is from the Houston Chronicle. I'm just kind of quoting their article. A caretaker was found dead last Sunday outside a home in Anahuac. She was killed by feral hogs. Tragic, very rare case initially puzzled investigators. Liberty native, her name is Christine Rollins. She was 59 and apparently got out of her car right before daylight to help this 84-year-old woman she was caretaker for, and got attacked by a sounder of hogs. And they said it was just, I mean, it was just horrible. Of course, they kept saying teeth marks. It ain't teeth, friends.
Yeah. Yeah, no. The tusk, I mean, those things are razor sharp.
And that's if they slash you.
Right.
It's like being stabbed.
In fact, Chambers County Sheriff Brian Hawthorne said in a press conference that the Jefferson County Medical Examiner officially and formally ruled the cause of death as exsanguination due to feral hog assault. I had to look up what that word was.
Bled out.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Interesting figures. There was a study in 2013, University of Nebraska in Lincoln, most recent available data from a total of 412 wild pig attacks around the world between 1825 and 2012. You know, most of the things that we know of as far as attacks are like wounded hogs, hunters out there looking for them, and the hog comes running out.
Or hogs that are cornered or
whacks them and stuff. Yeah.
With pigs.
Yeah. But as far as attacking humans, I'd never heard of that at all.
You know, we won't know exactly how that went down, obviously.
Four fatal wild pig attacks have only been reported in history in the United States, in three instances where the pig was injured during a hunt.
Let me tell you what. Go to YouTube, which is a great. It's a great source of video
it
and
really
information.
Is.
But look at the Eurasian boar, in their homeland, their native land.
Right.
And I tell you what, they've got a problem over there. Mm-hmm. I talked to European outdoor writers, and we share information. But they have hogs that will come into town and will attack people just because.
Because, yeah correct. Because they don't like you.
Sure.
Well, it's an interesting instances, even Facebook, of people that keep posting where, like, they get up and all of a sudden the yard's all torn up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like the Bear Creek Park area. You got a bunch of them. You got the dams, Barker, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of free roaming feral pigs up there that tear up a lot of stuff, and they don't respect fences or freeways.
No, and in the May issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, the past several years we've dedicated our hunting editorial on that issue, and will again in 2020 to the hog situation.
Right.
And one of the things that I reported in an article was that there is not an orchestrated effort. It is very, very fragmented.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Right.
Animal Health Commission. It could be county extension agents. Everybody's kind of doing their own thing, and it's kind of a half-assed way of
correct.
Doing it. All right?
Correct.
The
pigs are winning.
Yeah,
they really are.
Well, the fact that came in and you're allowed to hunt without a hunting license.
No, yep.
Okay.
I just got that.
That's not the problem.
Right.
The problem is landowner concern over the liability.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And there's got to be, you mentioned some of the parks, you know, in and around
right.
Houston and across the state that are available that could be open. Then they go, well, it's an administrative thing. You know, it takes so much manpower to man this. Let me tell you what, if you want to deal with it, then commit the resources and the manpower in order to allow hunters to come in. You take it away and you're going against, you know, what hunters do.
Correct.
So,
and that's manage.
That's hunting is a management tool without question, you know, hunting and trapping. We're going to be talking about things to do during the holiday season, and hey, a little cooler weather set in.
Indeed, you betcha.
Means rainbow trout stockings are underway across the Lone Star State. There's going to be 185 ponds, lakes, and rivers across the state. They're going to be seeing thousands of easy-to-catch rainbow trout, and that really is a lot of fun. You can go to the TPWD website to get the addresses.
Yeah, they let you know in advance, and they want you there, and you stand there waiting there, releasing them, and then you start flinging that line, baby. Right?
That's right. Yeah. Put a little hook and a little corn, you know, some kernel corn, and get after them. So, all right, we're going to get after a break, and then when we come back, we've got our outdoor report.
That's
and we're
going to
find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 42 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Heritage. The Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo will be held at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center January 9th through the 12th. Dallas Safari Club brings the hunting world to you. The Heritage Convention will feature over 1,800 exhibits to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Explore the greatest hunters convention on the planet. For more information and to reserve your tickets, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and I tell you what, biggame.org, place to go, Dallas Safari Club. That is a huge show.
You'll be there.
I would definitely be there, and I tell you what, hope to see a whole bunch of listeners there as we do each and every year. Want to remind folks that this portion of Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all, where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, camaraderie of field creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or a field, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. Folks, right now it is cast and blast time. Mild weather's in between cold fronts. Fishing has been phenomenal. Lots of birds continue to migrate down. Duck hunting has been just off the hook. So for booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
And checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. Monday is rated as good, with Tuesday and Wednesday as our two best days of the week. Thursday is another good one. Friday slips to fair. Next Saturday and Sunday plunge to poor.
I'm sorry.
This weekend, on Saturday, look for game to be most active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. This Sunday and Monday, a major time shift occurs for this major feeding period of the day. So look for game to begin feeding from well before sunrise and then continue to feed until mid-morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, look for game to begin feeding either side of sunrise, continue to feed until late morning around the noon hour. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Wednesday, December the 4th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend and each day through Wednesday, there will be a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Thursday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Friday through next Sunday are a trio of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low each day.
All right, staying on the coast, over on Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu, fishing has been good. For particularly redfish, I mean, redfish have been schooled up on the south end of Lake Calcasieu. And as we've reminded folks, Louisiana's over in the Mississippi flyway,
yeah.
Where Texas is in the central, and they've had some really good shoots over there as well. On Sabine Lake, fishing has been excellent. Flounder run is still on in Sabine Pass Channel along drop-offs. Redfish have been and trout have been on a pattern around mud shell bottoms. In Galveston Bay, West Galveston Bay, Jones Lake has been good for redfish, drifting live shrimp under a popping cork. Out of Freeport, Christmas and Bastrop Bay have been good for redfish and speckled trout. Down Matagorda Way, East Matagorda, redfish have been good on chunking plastics and live shrimp. West Matagorda, falling temperatures have the speckled trout action heating up around particularly bird activity. To give you an idea of ways to fish this ever-changing pattern, Captain Nathan Bebout, N&M Sportsman's Adventure out of Seadrift, said that with the water temperature lingering in the low to mid-60s, the pattern of corkies and double Ds have been working in the morning for him. Then in the sunny skies and temperatures climbing, soft plastic has been best in the afternoon. He also gets asked about working corkies, and from his experience, he said he likes to work it underwater like a topwater with a twitch pause. It's kind of like building a fence. There's 100 different ways to do it. All of them work. It's just a matter of personal preference. He tries to imagine his bait working through the water column. Then if he sees a bunch of tail slaps on the surface, he'll throw topwaters or he'll speed up the corky. Looking at future forecasts, he says if he's not seeing any big dips in the wetter pattern, so the only changes are coming, the topwater bite may pick up a little bit. Out of Port Aransas, redfish have been good on shrimp and Kelly Wigglers. Out of Port Mansfield, redfish have been good in 1 to 3 feet of water. South Padre, tides have been normal, and redfish bite has been good on the sand flats. Baffin Bay has been excellent for redfish. Port Isabel, limits of speckled trout have been caught throughout the week on live shrimp and glow-in-the-dark lures.
All right, heading to East Texas, B.A. Steinhagen. Largemouth bass continue to be excellent along steep drops and among vegetation with spinners and crankbaits. Caddo. Crappie are good on smaller minnows and jigs around most structure. Conroe. Largemouth bass are good on jigs, spinners, and buzz baits using the larger boat docks as structures. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, caterpillars, and Alabama rigs on points, shallower mid-lake spots, and among standing timber. Lake of the Pines. Crappie are good on bigger jigs and minnows near standing timber in 20 feet of water. Catfish are good on all types of catfish bait. Livingston. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig plastic, spinners, and jigs in the submerged creeks and cove structures. With decent sun, bass have been extending their habitats. Striped bass are good on spoons and shad. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around the docks. Nakanich. That just doesn't look right. Okay. Largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, creature baits.
Just don't pronounce the E at the end.
Nakanich. Okay. Not to be confused with Nakadish, because that's another one. Okay. And that's not spelled right either. Okay. But back to that lake. Largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, creature baits, crankbaits, and spinners around hydrilla. Toledo Bend. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits and spinners. Striped bass are good on topwaters, rattle traps, and spoons on humps and along river channels. Wright Patman. Largemouth bass are good on jigs, spinner baits, plastic worms, among fish attractors, timber, and creek channels. White bass are good on slabs and spoons. Crappie are good on jigs. Athens. Largemouth bass are good on Texas rig, crankbaits, jigs, and spinner baits. The ledges sitting around 12 feet remain the main area for bass. Belton. Smallmouth are on fire from the dam to the north fingers on grubs, jigs, and buzzbaits. Hybrid stripers are good in the main channels on live bait, jigs, and crankbaits. Palestine. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, spinners, and jigs near coves and natural structure on the upper end of the lake. White bass are good on slabs. Catfish are excellent on shad and chicken livers. Richland Chambers. White and hybrid bass are good on slabs and jigs. Somerville. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 8 feet of water. Catfish, excellent on stinky bait. Stillhouse. Largemouth are good on topwater spinners, crankbait around the mouth of the Lampasas, and check all the shallower points. Tewakinee. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs, spoons, and Alabama rigs. Catfish are good on live or cut shad. Texoma. Striped bass continue to be excellent this time of the year using slabs, swim baits, and live bait. Largemouth bass are good drifting live baits in less than 20 feet. They're producing the best results. Whitney.
Black bass are good on plastic worms and crankbaits, and look for the deeper ridges all along the Lake Tyler. Crappie are good on jigs. White bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good with rattle traps in deeper water. Fishing's real good in the state, isn't it, right now?
Tell you what, it really has been. I mean, yeah. Water temperature dropped, and that stimulated the fish activity, but then it moderated, you know, so we've not really had that sustained really, really super cold weather to push the water temperatures on down lower. Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, where Amistad Reservoir largemouth bass are good on buzzbaits, spinnerbaits, plastic worms, and grubs near the shallow water ledges. To our power plant lakes, they're going to be turning on as the water's temperatures drop and it gets colder. That's Brawny, Calaveras, and Cleta Creek. Channel catfish have been good on stinkbait, liver, and live shad. Choke Canyon, bass are good on topwater buzzbaits, plastic worms, and spinners. Look for the flooded timber and any drops near them. And Brownwood, bass are good on crankbaits, spinnerbaits, jigs, and topwaters. Moving a little deeper around the drops and vegetation in water 6 feet deep. Coleman, hybrid stripers are good drift fishing with live bait. OH Ivy continues to be good. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rigged worms, minnows, and jigs. Standing timber along the northern banks has offered the best structure. And finally, another report from Lake Meredith. May be low, but walleye fishing on crankbaits and rattle traps still remain very good.
All right, heading to the Hill Country, Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good with some topwater lures, jigs, and spinners. The best locations have been on ledges, flooded brush, and on rocky drops. White bass are good on minnows in deeper water. Canyon, catfish are good on stinkbait, live bait, dough pellets, and cutbait. LBJ, catfish are good on stinkbait and cutbait. Flathead cats are good on live bait. Medina, largemouth bass are good on trick worms in pink or green, jigs and shad on lake points and shady cover. Smallmouth bass are good on white grubs, jigs, and have been increasing in regularity. And folks out there, if you say, well, we didn't talk about my lake, it's because we didn't get a good report on your lake. We're just giving you the good ones.
That's what we do here on Texas Outdoor News. All right, to the hunting scene, where we've got some closures. And when it comes to our feathered quarry, like ducks, and the first split of the regular season north and south zone comes to an end this weekend. And you've also, that's for both dusky ducks as well as regular ducks. Sandhill crane season is running November 22nd, which has already opened through January 26th. Sandhill crane, that's zone B, in zone A through the 26th. And snipe season?
Yeah.
You ever take anybody snipe?
Yeah, but that's when I was a Boy Scout. Yeah. Snipe hunting, yeah.
Right. Anyway, through February 9, quail season through February 23rd, javelina season in the north zone through February 23rd. It's year-round in the south zone, as is squirrel season in other open counties. All right. What you been doing? On or off the road?
On the road with my Escort radar detector turned way up. Just having fun. I mean, kids just got to have fun. The 2019 BMW M850i X-Drive convertible.
It means fast, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah. 523 horsepower, 553 pound-feet of torque. I didn't see myself thinking about trailering in this thing. But anyway, but it's got all the M goodies. So it's the 20-inch M wheels, the M Sport brakes, the M Sport differential, the integral active steering, adaptive suspension, run flat tires or tires, depending on where you're from, power tailgate. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Universal garage door opener, soft close automatic doors, glass controls, multifunction seats, Fireline copper wood trim, automatic high beams. I mean, on and on and on. LEDs. Just stuff. I mean, it's got everything's included. Performance and efficiency. This is a 4.4 liter. It's a small V8, but man, that thing really pumps it out. Turboed. Driving dynamic control with all kinds of selections, all the way up to comfort, sport, and oh my goodness, dynamic stability control. You know, adaptive everything. Their iDrive, it's like driving a computer. 17 miles per gallon in the city, 26 on the highway. So that will help you out with the payments, because
This one was $131,395.
How much?
$131,395. Not counting, of course, tax, title, and license.
Okay, that's just your minimum balance you keep in your checking
that's
account,
it. Yeah,
right?
That's why BMW does not stand for Bavarian Motor Works. It stands for Break My Wallet. Anyway, but I tell you what, fun, man. You know, just go get a test drive. 2019 BMW M850i X-Drive convertible. I'm just looking.
Walk in bib overalls with one strap hanging down.
Like Carol Shelby.
Your workbook. Hey, I can tell you some stories on folks that, and salespeople should not pre-qualify.
No, don't. Know? I was at an auction once when we had our family ranch at Giddings. I was at an auction up there in the Lexington area. You know, and Dad was going, you want to see the richest guy in the building?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a guy in the coveralls, right?
Right, right.
He's a retired dentist.
Yeah.
But like he told Dad, he said, every patient that ever sat in my chair, that's more acreage. And he did it.
Good for him. Hey, we're going to take a break when we come back. It's the holidays, and Harold and I have some ideas on some holiday fun right here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$39 Christmas special. That's any combination of three subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give three friends each a 1 year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. To subscribe, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
You are listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The Whitetail Blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. As everyone knows, the rut is underway across the Lone Star State. We'll be getting going in South Texas here. And we want everybody to know that...
We had a little hiccup in our headphones.
Yeah.
I'm wondering where that pause was. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to make sure everybody gets the cottonseed available for those bucks to replenish what they lose during the rigors of the rut, as well as taking care of those mama deer that are carrying fawns.
I know, and I find that a bowl of that with some brown sugar and half is really, I call it my Call of Nature cereal.
Really?
Good, yeah.
No, you're not growing hair yet, though.
Right, not working yet. Maybe I put it on my head and help.
Right. For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
That really is amazing stuff.
Oh.
You know, it's like we've had it forever, but somebody had to think about it.
Oh, and the reports are just absolutely off the chart. I mean, that is so good. We are in the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Everybody eating turkey leftovers, ham leftovers, whatever you may have had on Thursday. Yeah, it does. But also, now's the time to get out and do some things, maybe even do some exploring. And, you know, I told you, what, a week ago was with a bunch of folks from Ducks Unlimited mm-hmm. and other media types.
Right.
And the topic of one of the topics that came up, we discussed amongst us, were hunting opportunities for waterfowl using the $48 annual hunting permit.
Okay.
There were some that were saying, but wait, we've heard that people that buy that, the complaint is that the hunting's not very good. And there was about a half a dozen of us that all looked and went, huh?
Yeah.
We've all had good success. Right. Maybe they don't know how to hunt.
Right.
Maybe they think that it should be just off the chart every time they go. When you buy it, doesn't give you exclusivity. If you go on opening weekend or weekends, you're going to be dealing with other hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Knowing how to scout and, as you say, get in amongst them, you know,
correct,
get off the beaten path.
Well, there's a lot of information that they give you, though, to work from.
Well, and it's called hunting.
Correct.
And it's not the shooting and the harvesting.
That's why it's not called killing. It's called hunting.
Right.
That's right.
And that's a part of it. You've got your place.
Mm-hmm.
I married into a ranching family, and my late father-in-law, his ranch was out in Colorado County. And Ann and I, we used to get the $48 annual permit because it's over 1 million acres, you know, several hundred different locations.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go out. Yes, we would go to hunt, but also it gave us an opportunity to see some other parts of the state.
Correct.
To get out on the ground, you know, and enjoy it. And that's really a lot of fun, and it's a great place to introduce the youngsters. Make it an adventure,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Right.
And even an adventure for yourself.
Well, you look at that list, you go, I've never been here.
Yeah.
Let's give it a try.
And you can go, oh, wow, there's 10,000 acres near Paducah?
Mm-hmm.
Quail?
Yeah.
Bobwhite quail? Okay.
Right.
Well, let's, you know, when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
do a little brush busting, and we'll go out to West Texas, and we'll chase those damn blue quail, you
right.
know?
Right.
Put your track shoes on,
uh-huh.
you know?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, You like to hunt,
mm-hmm.
And we talk in our hunting segment about where to go.
Sure.
Squirrel.
Oh, yes.
Let me tell you what. We both started there.
Correct.
Now it seems as though people are going, oh, I want Johnny or Mary to get, you know, a call buck that's a 140, mm-hmm. 150 class, you know.
No.
That's not where to start them.
No, it's not. It's like training people. And here's a good point, too, here. You get a little time on your hands. And, of course, especially after Christmas, if you've given your child, hopefully, a Daisy Red Rider.
Mm.
But as my father taught me, no target is too big or too close.
Mm-hmm.
That's also like cowboy action shooting.
Right.
You know? No target too big or too close. But the kids have to hit something.
Yeah.
And, of course, even with your Daisy Red Rider, yes, get some eye protection because you will put your eye out. Okay, we know that, right? One of the greatest movies ever.
Right.
Ralphie, anyway, but get them up close. I don't care if it's right off the end of the barrel. There's got to be that cause and effect. That's like taking somebody who's never shot before.
Right.
And they, wait a minute, I just did something and it had an effect.
Mm-hmm.
Cause and effect. That feeling of accomplishment. And start it that way and then move back and then get smaller targets and get stuff like that. That's very important.
Carrying that Daisy Red Rider while you're going to field, maybe you're going to, you know, hunt squirrels.
Sure.
With a 22.
Right.
Or showing them the tracks. You know,
mm-hmm.
identifying tracks, and you see how this is real sharp. Well, that means that track's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
See how it's kind of rolled over and been reined in. Well, that's an older track.
Right.
Pass on the woodsman skills that
plus give either, you know, a new hunter, a non-hunter, a kid or something, give them some chicken fried squirrel mashed potatoes and cream gravy.
Uh-huh.
And they'll go, oh, because a lot of people go, yeah, eat a squirrel, you know.
Right.
And mounting is not real expensive.
Yeah.
A little squirrel shoulder mount, you know.
There's a lot of options on hunting, and when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about some fishing options as well, so y'all stick around.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
It's hard to let something that's been in your family for generations go, so it feels good to make a go of this. I'm Tyler Black. I'm a fourth-generation farmer here in Bailey County, Texas. We grow corn, milo, wheat, raise cattle. Working with Capital Farm Credit has been great. I mean, you're not on your own when you go into Capital Farm Credit. They treat you more like family. One of the best things about Capital Farm Credit is they speak our language.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
And to tell you what, we continue our holiday options here on Texas Outdoor News.
Oh, I have one for you, by the way, for leftovers, something out of many years
leftovers,
ago.
Oh, leftovers, okay.
Turkey tacos.
Yes.
That is so easy.
Year.
Well, it's good.
I know.
You know, you get the little taco kit over at your Kroger or HEB or whatever, you know, a little oil, dice it up, go to town. It's great. Oh, well, I'm sorry.
It's what you're going to have for lunch, right?
Yeah, and dinner, probably.
Oh, okay.
Both.
There you go.
Yeah.
Going from hunting, which there's a lot of opportunities, Let's do some fishing. And right now, crappie fishing, particularly around some of the crappie barns on area lakes, you know, water hadn't chilled down so much that they've gone real deep. But there's some opportunities to do just some old-fashioned perch jerking, you know? And,
oh.
I mean, and it's just fun. If you want to find a place, get you. I still like the old-fashioned paper maps, and they're hard to find, of area lakes that show where deeper water moves close. You know, maybe it's a mouth of a creek, and you get on one side or the other. There's opportunities to be near deeper water with shallow water nearby and do some fishing on area lakes. Same thing along the coast. Don't turn your nose up at some of the fishing piers. I know in the mid-coast area, they're off the ferry from Port A to Aransas Pass and also across the JFK Causeway. There's places where you can pay for a rod or two and go on their fishing pier, and you're right there to channel and do some, you know, do some fishing.
And also back to the starting someone out, whether it's a kid or a new fisher person, something over a cork. Because that, again, is the cause and effect. You know, you fling the thing out there, and boom, the cork goes down, and you yank on it. That's that visual. You get everything going with that.
Right, right. And the excitement, even if it's, say, a trash fish that's nibbling, and that cork starts getting nervous,
bounces,
you know,
right.
Sort of bouncing. And when, you know, you build the excitement. You know, it's the anticipation,
absolutely.
As you're pointing out. You know, here the Lone Star State is so big, and we have such diverse terrain. Great time, and particularly for those of y'all that have some vacation time, to get out and put some miles on the vehicle. Get out and see it. Let me tell you what, if you've not been up to the Panhandle and through, you know, Paladura Canyon, Caprock Canyon, those areas.
Amazing.
It really is. And then if you're like me and want to reclaim a part of the old republic, what was Texas back in 1845?
Right.
New Mexico is just across the border, and you know, you got Wheeler Peak to over 13,000 feet. You've got Red River, Taos, Angel Fire, Cipapu, you know, right there in the Enchanted Circle, to do some skiing. Well, I don't ski. Okay. Then do the tubing.
Yeah,
you know?
Or just sit and watch people ski. That's cool.
Or snowmobile. You know?
Have a little mull wine and... You know, watch the activity, man. Well, yeah, just there. And, of course, also, we get into this time of year, too, you know, the wonderful holiday decorations in the county seats around the state of Texas.
Good one. Yeah.
You know, you go, Lano, Mason, Brady, all of them. It's just absolutely wonderful.
Hey, and don't forget East Texas, because those towns light up too.
Absolutely.
And the small towns.
Well, it's going to Waxahachie, Granbury. I'm just saying those county seats is wonderful.
And for those that live in the concrete jungles, and you go to the smaller town that still have squares.
Right.
Okay. Where everything, four sides around the county courthouse, the local courthouse, right, it really is an exciting time. This is a great time to get out. This is the time of year in Texas when you still got a little bit of color right now.
Yes.
If you go to the Colorado, you need to be there in September, for the Aspens,
Right.
New Mexico, maybe 1st of October.
Maples Park, though. Lost Maples here.
Good
one.
Another, state parks.
Yeah.
A lot of activities are going on through the holiday season. Go to Washington on the Brazos, and you get the holiday spirit of what it was like back when Texas was struggling for its independence.
Right.
Okay. A lot to see and do. It's a great time. Tell you what, it will make you proud to be a Texan. It will remind you, of what it must have been like to try to settle this big son of a gun.
And it'll convince you why all these other people are moving here. We take it for granted after a while.
I looked at a map the other day going, okay, I want to kind of get away, maybe do a little camping, in some remote area. Do you realize how many roads and farm market roads and county roads? And you really have to go west to get that elbow room that,
I think of the dirt roads of my youth.
Yes.
My kids always kept saying, okay, yeah, right. You walked a dirt road from your grandparents' house to go to the Odeon Theater on the square in Mason.
Right.
Yeah, because every road except the square was sand, And the Odeon is still there and still open, by the way.
And there's lots of stories that we can't tell you about dirt roads.
Right. That's right. Yeah, if we were driving, we were road hunting.
That's right. That's right. No. Not do that.
Statute of limitations is run on that.
Not do that. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've still got more of the show headed your way.
You don't have to wait for Black Friday to get a great deal. Hurry into the Jeep Black Friday sales event today, where it's easier than ever to get a new Jeep SUV. Because we've got employee pricing plus all month long. So whether you plan on spending the winter adventuring through the wilderness in a Jeep Cherokee with its 4x4 capability, exploring your city in a luxurious Jeep Grand Cherokee, or seeking the perfect postcard-ready view through Jeep Compass's available panoramic dual-pane sunroof, no matter what your winter holds, you can always make it better in a Jeep SUV. So no more waiting in line and no more camping out, because Employee Pricing Plus is here all November long. Hurry in to the Jeep Black Friday sales event today. Offers available on the purchase or lease of new 2019 model year vehicle excluding Jeep Wrangler. Must take retail delivery by 12/2/2019. See dealer for details. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News, and it is mule deer season time, Harold.
Oh, it is.
Tell us about it.
Oh, it says it right here. Yeah, mule deer general season. The southwestern panhandle has 15 counties. For information on all of that, of course, it's December 1 when it cranks up. Consult Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Annual.
No, it runs through December 1.
It runs through. We better hurry up.
Yeah, that's this weekend.
Better hurry up.
Right.
Duh. Okay. Can I go through December 8th, mule deer general season? The panhandle?
Yeah.
That's better. 40 counties.
There you go.
So go to the Outdoor Annual. What's the website on that thing?
TPWD.texas.gov.
Oh, okay. Through December 15th, mule deer general season, Trans-Pecos, 16 counties, same place. Through the 15th, mule deer general season, Brewster, Pecos, and Terrell counties, same place. Check that all out. And then, you know, go hunting or go around those county seats we were telling you about to look at all the lights in your brand new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation, made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
And I'm proud to be a Shriner.
Yeah. And tell you what, folks, you really need to take advantage. This is a magical time of year, and mm-hmm. we've just scratched the surface of opportunities here in Texas to get out and enjoy the holidays with family.
Correct.
Or friends.
And Thanksgiving can be every day. You just got to go out and find something else to be thankful for.
Absolutely.
Right? Like turkey tacos.
Absolutely.
Okay. Anyway, remember to check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com, a list of our wonderful affiliate stations, which is growing. You can also listen to the shows there. Just click on Listen to the Show. They're all there. But also, you can listen to us on Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeart, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And all those places where they say, if you like it, click like. Please do that. That just kind of helps spread the word, okay? Also, remember, of course, we are brought to you by those wonderful Ford trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. As Bill and I both saying, be thankful out there, be safe out there, enjoy it with the family and friends, okay? And be careful out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
To get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.